It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Spring is here. There's no mistaking. Robins building nests from coast to coast. My heart tries to sing, so they won't hear it breaking. Spring can really hang you up the most.
And spring is here, but I'm not sure the robins are nesting everywhere. It's an unsettled time of year. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the return of thunderstorms to our area. First, Cliff, do you think I'll get to see the full moon this weekend?
I think you'll have some opportunities, but there'll be plenty of clouds around. Today, we have a little break before the storm. A fairly strong front is right offshore, and I can look at the coastal radar and see this intense front with really heavy precipitation that's just off our coast. That is going to move in during the afternoon, so expect a change for the worse, some rain, but it's only going to last a few hours, and then we'll get into some showers afterward. So rain later today, and showers tonight, and then this weekend is going to be dominated by something called an upper-level trough, which is going to bring cooler temperatures, a lot of clouds, but with a few breaks, and even a few showers. We're really getting back to normal now. You know, we've had months, like a year, of above-normal temperatures, and the last few days have been almost perfectly normal, the highs and the lows, and it looks like the rest of the weekend will be just like that, you know. Temperatures getting up into the mid, perhaps upper 50s, dropping down into the lower to mid 40s, just normal, and also with some showers coming in and out. It looks like Monday and Tuesday that'll continue, but weaken out. And then by the middle of next week, an upper-level ridge will develop, and we'll see temperatures surging back up into the 60s to even upper 60s by Thursday. So we're gonna, the ridge will come back. But we're at normal conditions now, or in normal conditions, at least for 3 or 4 days.
And we're relatively lucky. We're getting some water falling from our skies. Thunder and lightning, too. But I'm just thinking about California and how, wow, they're really getting into dire straits. But we've had some snow returning, rain. Why is that?
Well, I mean, this is classic spring. Spring around here is one that the weather is relatively unsettled. The air aloft is still quite cold, and particularly the pattern we have right now, cold air is coming from the northwest, from off of Alaska and the northern Pacific. And then the sun is getting strong. You can feel it. You can see it. And that's heating up the ground. So we're starting to develop a large difference in temperature between the ground and aloft, and that helps produce convection or thunderstorms. And, you know, we saw that happening 2 days ago where the atmosphere was just bubbling up. We had a large number of thunderstorms. In fact, some of the lightning from these thunderstorms hit some aircraft. We can expect, you know, a lot more of this kind of convective, unsettled activity as we get into the spring. And that can produce, you know, some rain here, but it's cold enough aloft. They're getting even a little bit of snow in the passes. So we're going to get some water, unlike California. It looks good for our water supply, at least.
And at this point, I think I read on your blog, you are predicting a hotter than normal summer. Is that correct?
That's right. I've looked at all the extended range forecasts, and they're virtually unanimously in agreement that we're going to be warmer than normal this summer. Now, one thing that is really weighting the dice towards warmth is the fact that the ocean offshore from us, the eastern Pacific, is 2 to 3 degrees centigrade above normal. So with warm water right offshore and the air reaching us going over that warm water, we really have a very, very good chance of being warmer than normal.
And no chance, as far as you can tell, at this point in the year of cooling that warm patch, that blob of water off in any significant way that would affect our weather this summer.
We don't have enough time, really, to get the cool down the water offshore. But the big question is next winter. Right now, the long-range computer simulations suggest that we'll go back to a more normal situation next winter. But if we don't, then we'll be back into this, you know, warmer winter pattern. But it's too early to tell right now.
All right. I'm keeping my parka handy and snuggling down with the kitty cats and a good book this weekend. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, take care.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.